Emilio's disillusionment came a few days after their dinner. During their negotiations, he had insisted that Jobs hold the Apple stock he got for at least 6 months, and preferably longer. That 6 months ended in June, when a block of 1.5 million shares was sold. Emilio called Jobs. "I'm telling people that the shares sold were not yours," he said. "Remember, you and I had an understanding that you wouldn't sell any without advising us first." "That's right," Jobs replied. Emilio took that response to mean that Jobs had not sold his shares, and he issued a statement saying so. But when the next SEC filing came out, it revealed that Jobs had indeed sold the shares. "Damn it, Steve, I asked you point blank about these shares, and you denied it was you." Jobs told Emilio that he had sold in a fit of depression about where Apple was going, and he didn't want to admit it because he was a little embarrassed. When I asked him about it years later, he simply said, "I didn't feel I needed to tell Gil." Why did Jobs mislead Emilio about selling the shares? One reason is simple. Jobs sometimes avoided the truth. Helmut Sonnenfeld once said of Henry Kissinger, "He lies not because it's in his interest. He lies because it's in his nature." It was in Jobs's nature to mislead or be secretive when he felt it was warranted. But he could also indulge in being brutally honest at times, telling the truths that most of us sugarcoat or suppress. Both the dissembling and the truth-telling were simply different aspects of his Nietzschean attitude that ordinary rules didn't apply to him.